we do?
Welcome to season 5 of the Anomalous Black Women Podcast. I'm Dana.
I'm Tasha.
I'm Dr. TJ. Hello.
Can you believe it's season 5?
No.
Absolutely not.
Y'all been doing a good job to make it to 5 and keep things relevant to make it to 5. It's just outstanding.
We started this thing during the pandemic.
Oh gosh. Wow.
June 1st, 2020. Lamar's birthday. It was on Lamar's birthday.
It sure was. I do remember that it was on his birthday. Wow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Anomalies.
I gotta put some clapping sounds in here or something. What's been going on, Tasha?
My computer just did what it did. Nothing much, you know, just living the life. Aging like fine wine, you know. That is all. How about you, ladies?
Well, we've been gone. I turned 45.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy 45.
I've been doing nothing but working and messing with these nonprofits and watching my son play basketball. He's been doing good. I mean, I've been having fun watching him play basketball. Now, them bleachers, I need to get me one of them chair thighs that they have. They have my butt hurting. But I've been having fun watching him play basketball. I did not sign up to be a basketball mom because that was something between him and his bonus father. But Lamar's schedule changed, so I had to step in and... I'm glad I did. It's fun watching him showboat because his natural personality is so laid back. So him on the court is like Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
Okay.
I can see that.
I can see that too.
His personality on the court is totally different from his regular personality in real life.
I can see that. But think about there are a lot of stars that are like that, that aren't, you know,
Andre 3000.
Amazing at what they do, but they just don't really get off on the press thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And those that don't see to it that they stay out of the press. Mm-hmm. So it begs me to wonder, for those that say they don't like to be in the limelight and stay in the limelight, they could be doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What they could be doing different, though? Because that's where they shine at. Like, you know, like...
I'm saying that there are stars that have said they don't like to be in the limelight, like, yet they stay in the limelight. Like you find drama, or drama finds you. So... something there is not, you know, quite speaking for me. Like,
most people that don't want to be in the limelight are the people that do the most work or are the people that have the most talent. And so they are in the limelight just because of who they are as a person. Most people
I kind of agree with that.
Most people that want to be in the limelight are in the limelight for drama.
Yeah,
right. You know, not for the work, not for the talent,
work
not
they're doing, right. But because they just doing a whole bunch of mess.
Exactly.
Like Andre 3000 is in the limelight because he's Andre 3000. He's good at what he does and he's phenomenal. But he don't want to be in the limelight, and he's in the limelight because of who he is as a person, not because I'm a field.
Right.
I'd rather be a person that's in the limelight, don't want to be in the limelight, but I'm in the limelight because of my work, You know what I'm saying?
And my work ethic.
Right. And my work ethic, not because I'm drama filled and I'm always doing some mess and so yeah. So that Jaden is his, y'all know him. He barely talk. But when he on the court, he like,
girl, he look, and every time he say something, I forget how deep his voice done gotten. So I'm just like,
I was like, who's that? I did ask, who's that in the background? Who is that?
Yeah, he got a
his voice.
He fucked off his chin, and
I'm not ready.
Right,
I'm not ready. He was like this big last time I seen him. Like, what is going on?
He almost 6 feet tall.
Oh no, ma'am. He taller than me.
Yeah, taller than you. He taller than you.
Oh, I don't but like
that. But that's okay though.
No, it was just a baby.
Yeah, his voice be throwing me off. I'm like, who is that, Brenlow? She like, no. Who sound like he need to pay bills?
He do. He do sound like that. He sure do. Sure do.
What's been going on with you, Dr. TJ?
Okay, so listen. A lot of stuff.
Oh.
Right? And I don't appreciate it. Because I could be left out of it, which would have been fine with me. So my brother's father passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he passed was very crazy. Right? Yep. He was dead in the house for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the problem. The problem is he had my great niece who was only 7 weeks old in the house with him. And if Miss Karen, which her name ain't Karen, next door didn't realize the light didn't come on, she hadn't seen him, and his Porsche hadn't moved. She said, I need a welfare check right now. She on a walker and went to go check on him. And that's how they found him and the baby. So my issue is my brother has such a heart. And okay, let me say this. So the black Bertha across the street had the credit union to pick up his Porsche. And my brother didn't even know where his daddy's body was at yet and where the baby was at. So while Wayne is trying to figure out everything, my brother was trying to figure out everything as it relates to his family members, you took the vehicle. I'm saying this to say, black folks don't have no wheels. Okay? Black folks don't have no wheels. So I have a little bit of...
I'm trying to figure out how many Arthur got his car.
So, she... Right, and they gave her permission and listened to what she said. And we don't even have Terrence in the, what you call the coroners yet. But you got them to come pick up his car? And my brother can't find no paperwork, don't know what anything is. But let me say this right quick. We are in a state of emergency, black folks is. More than 70% of black folks in America do not have a will. Now, it would be very interesting to know a millionaire, an actor, a performer, like Chadwick Boseman, did not have a will. Now, you would think that's crazy. They found Aretha Franklin's will on a handwritten piece of paper on a sofa that she used to sit on. That one superseded the other ones that they had on file.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have a will. Each time, you know, something notable, one of our folks passed, one of our superheroes passed, we are shocked to find out that they don't have a daggone will. Overall, 30% of the U.S. adults have a will, according to Karen.com 2021 Wills in the State Planning Survey. Meanwhile, 27.5% of Black Americans have one, up from 25.9% in 2020. The result is that Black Americans are missing out on the largest wealth transfer in history, says the co-founder of Black House Foundation, a nonprofit aimed at creating new opportunities for Black community in film. Over the next 25 years, an estimated $68 trillion will be transferred from U.S. households to heirs charities according to something I can pronounce. Without a plan in place, probate costs. Yes, probate costs would be 3% to 8% of the value of the estate. So that means if you don't have a will, it goes to probate. You got to pay probate to fight over the things that should have been in the will. So I'm not going to go that detailed, but I did a will, right? I did a handwritten will. I had a little workout form, and I have three daughters. I had a meeting with the girls. We're going to have a seat. We need to talk about this money situation, my jewelry, my clothes, whatever car that. Because I don't want y'all fighting over it. And I also have the insurance split three ways, 33 to 3rd, so they can have what they need to have. And I got the grandbabies CDs, which Madea is 93. Madea gave all the grandkids money. And she gave all the great-grandkids money now. Now, right. She ain't got no $1 million. Like, what's his name? The performer that's blind, that died. They did the movie. Ray Charles. Ray Charles had 10 kids. Ray Charles gave each one of his children $1 million before he died.
Wow.
So they're not fighting over this little bit of money. So, what I'm saying is, Black folks, we got to figure out a way to maintain our wealth and to give generational wealth. Now, I don't have a lot of money, but I want to make sure they have something. And then I want to make sure my grandkids have something. Now, people after them, I can't call it. But I'm going to only work with the ones I see, right? That's what Madea did. And I took her money that she gave. I gave the girls their money, right? Your nieces. I gave your first set of nieces their money. You do whatever you want to do it. But their children's money, I put it in a CD. I matched the money that Madea gave them in the CD. They have their own CDs. They're not one person. So, Harmony has hers, Tana has, and then Mumu. So, if there's any other grandbabies out there, they ass out. They don't get no money. But what I'm saying is, my people, we got to find... Why is y'all laughing? We got to find a way to make sure that we do better with our children and how to preserve their financial freedom. Because nobody taught me about credit, right? Nobody taught me about no saving, but they talked about saving. But their focus was for me not to get pregnant in high school. You didn't talk about how to save my money, how to, you know, learn about these different things, these other folks that look other ways know about. You talking about not getting pregnant. Okay, fine, get pregnant. But I'm broke. Okay, I'm through. What's your idea? What's your thoughts?
I absolutely agree with you. And I think the one thing, I probably not gonna know where I'm going with that, with this right here, is that wills, insurance. And then before we even get there, because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but when a baby is 2 weeks old, you can get them life insurance. And, yeah. And if you get it at that age, it's locked in for an extended period of time, versus trying to get insurance when you've aged and you've been broken and
got diabetes.
Yes, all that stuff. And now your insurance is going to go through the roof, right? So let's do better with that. You know, cut back on a Happy Meal one time a week and you'll be able to pay that insurance. And get what you can afford. Like, don't, you know.
Now I can get that life insurance that I be hearing on the TV. Well, you ain't gotta get no.
No exam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna stay the same till I die.
Yes.
Oh, now I can get the old people insurance.
Yes,
but it's more. The older we are, the more it is.
Exactly.
The older we are, the less it is. So I got the girls. Gerber. They have Gerber. So
yeah.
I get them the Gerber one.
That's awesome.
I'm trying. I want them.
Gerber is predatory.
Well, my suggestion is that for.
It's like they troll hospitals and they try to figure out who just had a baby.
Who's going?
You, that girl, plan stuff. immediately.
Yeah, I don't know how they know I had some grandbabies.
Right.
Oh yeah, your name goes in the register. So, but definitely, the one thing that I will say is that, and I've seen this with like my generation and maybe two before, land that was in the family.
They sold it.
They sold it.
Yep.
Because they didn't want to deal with it.
They don't want to deal with it. Yeah, you right.
And so that right there,
idiotic,
because no one was thinking. Again, the education level when it comes to wealth versus rich is they couldn't see past the rich for selling the land versus the wealth. So. Now we're in a place where we're trying to get what we could have had and doubled before, you know, and it's that.
I'm thinking about generational wealth.
No, because we want it instant. We've created a microwave.
We want to buy that Cadillac.
Yes, we want it now. We want to look good in front of this one and that one and that one.
That's true. You ain't lying. I don't like it, but you ain't lying.
So now, you know, it is sad to say that now we have to really begin to find those ways to build that wealth that we, number one, didn't know about. And life insurance is indeed one of those things that for a long, long time we didn't know about. But that's how they build wealth.
Madea is 93. Madea saved money to put a down payment on a house in Ellen City with change. So the initial down payment was made from the, like, when she broke a dollar, you know, she used that money. So Madea knew, and she has land. So I'm just, you right. That's all I had.
I mean, I'm at a point, I tell my parents all the time, if something happens to y'all, I'm not getting rid of what you all have, you know, like, no, I'm not. And the wild part is that myself and my brother, we don't have any kids. So then it's like, we have to make a decision where to go from there because we don't have anyone to pass it down to necessarily. But I don't want it to be given back.
There's a lot of people that do donate to charities if they don't have kids. So maybe you can do that, or you just go ahead and have a baby right quick and stop playing. And you know, you can adopt. I'm just saying. Because like I was telling somebody this story about it's a place. I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No, I was telling Tasha I got three children.
Right. I got some grandbabies. You don't want them. So my thing was, they had this place in Maryland. It's in Annapolis, right? Annapolis is beachfront, right? Mm-hmm. At one point, the only beach that the black people were able to go to was Annapolis. So all the land was black, all the business was black, all the everything was black. Because you pushed them to that area, which was Annapolis. Because they went to Ocean City, right? Huh. So, guess what happened when those people start dying off? Their children sold the land.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who own it now? Becky, Karen.
The Mayo Bubba, people.
All them people. It ain't none of us.
The Mayo people.
You got rid of the land that is worth all this money at this point. That you sold away. You have no claim. It's just remember that land that they was fighting over in California?
Mm-hmm.
And they found it was belonging to black people?
Mm-hmm.
And black people had to fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they found something that said that they had it. They owned it. Because if they could have got rid of it, they would have got rid of that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's generational wealth. That stuff is billions of dollars. That they built on those folks' land. Madea has land. And like y'all said, whenever, I don't want to talk about it, they going to sell that land. They going to sell that land.
And you should be the one to buy
Turn
it.
Turn that off, Grandma on the phone. Thank you.
You should be the one to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I told Nene, you know, my auntie, that the house, whatever that land is, it's a lot next to Medea's house that I will buy. She said it's not gonna gain you anything. It's not gonna be worth anything. So maybe I just buy the house and the land in the country. I don't know. I just, you know, we need to find a way to keep the wealth inside our families, with our families, and teach them about generational wealth, not
this repurposing the land. Like, you know,
need to buy up Ellenian City and build it back up.
Right. That Ellenian City is rough from that plant.
Mm-hmm. So. It's called Ellenian City because of the Ellenian Railroad.
Yeah, but then they changed it to Harriman Park.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a black leader. They changed his name to that.
All of that area over there is ran down now.
Yep.
American Nightmare.
Mm-mm.
You haven't watched that on Netflix yet?
Mm-mm. What?
It's about a chick that is abducted from her house. And they did not believe her story. They thought her and her husband were trying to
steal her home.
Huh?
It's real, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch that. Yeah. They thought she was lying until another police officer in another district found out.
I ain't watched that. That make me mad.
All the people around them didn't believe them. They had put in paper saying that she was lying, saying that she was talk shit about them. They was trying to arrest us, and you know, all this other kind of stuff. Like,
it was bad.
It was bad, bad.
So was it like the girl?
She was
abducted on the highway, 280 at home, and they says she was trying to save a baby.
No. This was totally different. This
was real.
This chick and her dude was in their house and they were sedated. Somebody came in. Well, they said it was more than one person. But somebody came in, drugged them, and took her, left him tied up.
Put some goggles, with tape over the goggles on their face.
Yes. And so...
Did they ever find these people?
They found the one guy. He was going to school to be for physics or something like that.
He was a Harvard law student.
Yeah.
A graduate. He had had his license. He had been debarred for something.
Probably
from doing some shit like that.
Yeah, but he was a veteran. He was a Marine. He was. He was.
He went in the Navy, goddamn it, fucking.
So he was a peeping Tom. He got
a
his
lawyer. No, the boy is the one you want to be looked at, not the one that's looking.
No, he wasn't a boy. He was the rapist.
He's doing that one, okay.
So, but there was,
it was crazy.
It was weird because there was one time he went in and his lady was like, please don't. And he was like, oh, I can't do this. And she said he left. But yes.
But this one, you're going to take the husband, tie the husband up, and then take the wife?
But he let her go. So, you know, when he let her go after he had raped her twice. Say again?
He took her back to her parents' house.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Took her from one place, brought her back to another because there was too much press and police presence on her house.
How did he know where her parents live? Who knows?
He was doing this to white people or black people? White Is people? It white or black?
White people. What the fuck? White people. It was a white area.
Yeah.
And they didn't believe the white people. They always believe the white people.
They ain't believe the white people.
They ain't believe the white people, girl.
Her story sounded fake, though.
It did.
bit fake.
It really did. Mm-hmm.
Is it not fake?
The story was not fake.
Too much involved, right? Mm-hmm. With the eyes tightened up and then you sedate me. That sounds like a lot of work.
It sounded fake. It really did sound
fake. It really did. And she didn't really present like a very...
Because when you see the video of her walking to her parents' house, she ain't look like nobody that was in distress. She just...
don't even know. Maybe she don't even know what's going on.
Walking like you walk regular to her parents' house.
When she was telling the story sitting in the interrogation room, she was like, she was like this really the whole time. So you couldn't really see her face. You just hear her. So you don't, you can't, you know, really look at her mannerisms or anything or her, you know, right. Eye movement, none of that, because she's like right. This. So they was just like, she's lying.
So that's a shame. That's scary because this motherfucker did the more than one person.
Yes.
And so let's talk about that shit and ain't nobody believe them.
It was another lady police officer. She found some goggles with blonde hair in it, and the lady that he had took didn't have blonde hair.
Right.
Like, it's somebody with some blonde hair that he didn't did this before. So she was trying to figure it out. And somebody said, did you hear about...
Yes, how many people did they find out how many he did it to, though?
I think like, it was three.
Yeah, I think.
Three. Oh. Three or four.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
They called it the hoax. White folk. The hoax. Something.
And the gone girl.
Yeah, the gone girl hoax or whatever. And she was like, the what? So then she looked it up. And she was like, you know, like,
now she pissed off. Right.
And because she took a picture of the girl got blonde hair. She like, and if it weren't for her, they lied.
The police officer.
Yeah, this police officer.
A lady.
Lady.
Attention to detail.
Uh-huh. And it was her first case.
It was her first case as a detective.
She was a beat cop. It was her first case as a detective.
Okay, so she was wearing her own clothes. Did she look fly?
She had on.
Y'all remember when Taraji P played that detective in that fucking show? I said, I gotta be a detective. How I can do that? Just skip over the uniform. I need to go to the detectives. I need to wear my gun on her hip. She wore her gun on her hip. Do y'all remember that show? They didn't let that last long at all, and she was good as shit.
It was like two or three seasons with the guy that was fighting crime, and they had all the cameras and they could see everything. I love that show.
That was a good ass show.
It was. I enjoyed it.
He's an odd fella. Every time he plays something, he's really odd. He's really good at it.
Y'all, my nose itching.
You see, Bewitched.
Ooh, that's terrible.
All right, what are we talking about next, ladies?
Well, I think some drama going on in the
absolutely
industry somewhere.
Oh. Yes, in the industry, in the courthouse.
Oh dear,
in the outhouse.
What's going on?
I want you to see which one are you gonna pull up next, because I want you to see the video first and get kind of like a little bit of the information so we can talk about it.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion beef now seems to be in full throttle. This is a beef that seemed to be bubbling up for a while, notably around the time Megan Thee Stallion collaborated with Cardi B on their landmark hit WAP. Nicki has gone through her issues with a few of the new mainstream female rappers, from Lotto and recently alleged tension with Doja turning down a feature on Pink Friday 2, but no other new girl has gotten under Nicki's skin since Cardi as much as Megan Thee Stallion. She has made it her mission to get a response from Megan, dropping various disses. It all started with Seeing Green, which many took as a diss towards Megan and her famous Drive the Boat shtick. These bitches thirsty, I can see why the alcoholics. Megan seemingly responded on her EP Something for the Hotties, where she says, "These bitches keep saying they run shit, how? When the last you hoes even worked out, and running your mouth don't count. Messy as close the mother app out. Is anybody around this keeping score? Grammy nominated pussy I got four. I can spill tea, but I'm not a messy. And ever since I came out the, I was lit. And then Nikki responded in Super Freaky Girl remix saying, don't nobody want to hear that weak shit, ho. In the game 15 ain't peak yet, ho. Tell that goofy get a chair, she was cocky, I could swear. Till my old tape sold more than your album, drop a tear. Megan also dropped one again in Bongos. Hoes pop pills, but I'm the one they can't take. Hot girl shit, I'ma make something shake. I know the stiff host can't relate. Nikki then dropped a song called For All the Barbs, which many took to be on play of Megan's Something for the Hotties. VMAs was a family reunion. First time in a while I seen all of my sons. Got these bitches scrambling when I throw the bait. One sub, kill five bitches, Ocean Gate. Another on FTCU, which has made a lot of noise, where she said, stay in your Tory Lane, bitch, I'm not Iggy. And probably her most infamous is the one on Red Ruby DeSleaze, where she went out of her way to make sure listeners knew she was dissing Megan. 700 on the horses when we fixed them to leave, but I don't fuck with horses since Christopher Reeves. Also making fun of Megan being shot on the same song, saying, that 40 cal make him dance like a go-go. Megan dropped a new song called His that has the internet buzzing, a song that has her going off on her detractors, and in the song she mentions Megan's Law. For those of you that don't know, Megan's Law was a law put in place to warn communities about sex offenders, and Nicki Minaj is married and has a kid by a sex offender. In the song, Megan says, these hoes don't be mad at Megan, these hoes be mad at Megan's Law. Megan also addressed Nicki's photoshopping, saying, she's a bad bee and the walls ain't bending. She also took a dig at Drake,
right,
saying,
let me stop it right there.
These dudes get on BBLs but walk around with the same scar.
Now he didn't got a BBL. He didn't got a BBL because he did not look like that.
Oh shit. So yeah, that Megan's Law had Nicki going for 72
bonkers.
Hours.
Bonkers.
She is. Yes. She was unhinged. What? And bonkers. She is still going. She is still going. She is still going. And then that this record that she dropped was just her rants from the 72 hours. Baby, you can find your writer to write you a diss. Your writer might have been on vacation.
Drop some real bars, because that was trash.
So, I remember the first time I really sat down and listened or heard her raps, and I was like, how? Like, some of that stuff, I think it was what was playing was something from one of the underground tapes, and I was just like...
I really never thought Nicki had no skill.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't. I thought she was really, what you call it when it's really animated and kind of proppy-ish. Like, everything was just exploded with mess. Because, you know, I'm old school. Y'all know I'm saying MC Light all day.
Yeah.
All day. Chante. Yes. Roxanne. All day. I don't know what these folks are talking about. Their vaginas like they gynecologists. I don't understand why they vagina got to be on display every time they say something.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
But come on, Dr. TJ.
I can actually rap.
Who?
Megan.
Yes.
She can,
but sometimes she can. I feel like, you know, give me a little bit more substance.
Besides your vagina.
Yeah, the if you listen to her albums, she got songs on there that are...
It's a good one.
But... what they put out to the masses.
Us, right.
The ones.
You might be right.
You know.
I agree with you. Because, you know. I mean, I just wish, I don't know who is that benefiting. I wish that, no, we all can't get along.
This ain't our.
Yeah. This ain't our generation.
Yeah, it ain't our generation. It's not for us.
And your sons, they listen to this mess. And we got to hear it. And they women. I think that's why I said something. And then, you know, yeah, it was pretty bad about the Megan's Law part. And then she talked about her mother. I did not like that. But when the men, when they did this track back in the day, they was cutthroat too. But they can at least rap though.
They was cutthroat, but I ain't never heard no about nobody dead mama.
No, no mamas, no daddies, no.
They be talking about other stuff like they baby mamas, you know, 50 Cent take people baby mamas shopping because he trifle, because he messy. But yeah.
But that's different.
Yeah.
Then they don't have 50 Cent coming for me.
Then they had then they had one of the Barbs put her mama
That's right.
Her mama at, yes.
Yes, he did.
And they had to have extra security at the
cemetery.
Yeah, so nobody would come and do nothing. Like that's ridiculous.
That's a bit much.
That's ridiculous.
But is that her fault? Was that their fault?
Yeah, it's her fault because she beat that shit up.
She said right. That's what I'm saying.
Stuff, she might not outright say it, but she like it. If you say something and the person that you a fanatic of like that shit, you gonna go ham, right?
This is you can liken this situation to Trump saying he didn't tell them people to go.
Exactly. He ain't outright tell them to go storm the Capitol, but he told them to go storm the Capitol.
And all of them went to jail. The ones they were able to get, they incited it, they put it all together. They all in jail.
And then her people are doxing people. You know what doxing people mean?
No.
Like they're so they're going to people, threatening them, finding out their address, telling them they gonna come to their house, sending shit to their house, doxing them, telling them, threatening them.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
This is out of hand. This is what it is. And she's not going on there and tell them not to do that.
And exactly. Look,
you know what I'm saying? Not
this little white boy he told Nicki Minaj up. They doxed him. They had started threatening him.
I saw them.
Said that they was gonna do something to his family. He was like, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Da 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 da. He ain't do nothing but tell the truth.
Like Cat Williams.
Exactly.
Yeah, that part.
His one girl had said something about Nicki Minaj, and they tried to dox her, and I think she was a lawyer or something, and she went lawyer on them, like, you about to go to jail. Da 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 da. And the person was like, I'm so sorry. I want my life. Don't do this. She was like, no, you weren't coming in my inbox.
Right.
You put the bullshit. I ain't coming in your inbox. You came in my inbox with this shit.
So, did you hear that TMZ went to the parent of the little girl that was killed to try to incite this or let him hear the music or whatever the one line was to make it more than. No, that's a law. How you gonna be mad about a law?
TMZ went to the man that's the parent of Megan King, and played the song for him because, of course, he don't listen to no damn Italian. And then he was thinking about pursuing legal action against Megan because she said something about Megan's law in her song. First of all, her name is Megan. She was talking about in that song. All she said was. Folks ain't talking about Megan, they talking about Megan's law. You don't know what
she didn't even get, and then she didn't say the detail like pedophile or
exactly. You don't know what she was
sex offender. She didn't say it right.
Megan, so you can't even that's an insinuation. So that's your perception of what she said. You don't know what she was talking about. You can't sue her because she said that. And even if she was talking about Megan's law, that is a law.
It's a law.
It's a law.
She ain't say your daughter's name. She said Megan's Law.
Said Megan's Law. And she didn't get no detail about it or nothing.
If you ain't talking about Megan's Law, then you shouldn't have got a law named after your daughter.
Girl, bad. He can go sit down with that.
Y'all need to know the numbers on how many people looked it up after the song.
Exactly. Really?
Yes. So that's educating us.
And it educated so many people because they didn't know what
they didn't know what it was.
I was.
A storm of people looking up what is Megan's Law.
Megan's Law, right. And they's like, oh, that's real.
Right. Oh, I didn't know what Megan's Law was. So before Meg said that. Like, I didn't know what Megan's mom was.
You didn't?
No,
I didn't. I mean, because it's not.
Oh, just, I was about to say, I know y'all know what that was.
No. They talk about us, they, you know, being informed on how many pedophiles or sex offenders are in your area where you live. But they didn't put the, they didn't say the that name. Part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I knew that other part because we can pull it up online or whatever. But they,
I knew what Megan's Law was. I knew what Megan's Law was. I seen the stuff on my shelves.
From the actual from the actual case, yes.
Oh, some of your shows. Oh yeah, okay then. Okay, I was about to say, you trying to say something. What you trying to say? Okay.
No, you know we watch crime all the time.
All the time.
Thanks.
I'm just scared now. But shoot, they might be next door. I mean, y'all just told me that other story. Y'all don't like it. Because it could be true, like you said.
Yeah, I was.
Because that was bad.
My goodness.
It was bad and bad. It was good information, though. So I need y'all to pull up Fanny. Because Fanny
Is Fanny next?
Yeah. Is Fanny next, Bino? Yeah, please pull up Fanny. She don't look like she did nothing to her picture. Her picture looked perfect.
Oh, Tasha.
Yeah, that looked like her face.
It is.
That's my cheekbones down there by my nose. Who cheekbones is that? They do look like mine.
Your cheekbones are by your nose. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
So why my cheekbones look like that?
Oh my God.
Tell my mama's
cheekbones. What kind of conversation are we in? Okay.
We have breaking news in former President Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Fulton County DA Fani Willis has just filed a response to those accusations that she and her lead special prosecutor have been engaged in an improper relationship and mishandled public money. NBC's Blaine Alexander is reporting from the courthouse in Atlanta. Also with us, Christy Greenberg, a former federal prosecutor. Christy, I am getting from, fortunately, some people who have not had to go on the air immediately, some summaries of things that they've looked through. Let me give you a little bit of a sense of some of the things that Fani Willis said. She said there's no financial conflict of interest. And to set this up for folks, the accusation, part of the accusation against her, was that she hired someone with whom she was having a romantic relationship, that he received hundreds of thousands of dollars. He was paid to be the special prosecutor in this case, and that they took vacations together. They stayed in hotels potentially together, that they both received some financial benefit from this. D.A. Willis says she had no financial conflict of interest, no personal conflict of interest, but adds that justifies her disqualification personally or that of Fulton County District Attorney, the Fulton County District Attorney's office, and that the attacks on Special Prosecutor Wade's qualifications are factually inaccurate, unsupported, and malicious. At least what I'm reading here does not directly say there is no relationship. What she's saying is it did not create a personal conflict of interest, nor does it speak to the fact that she believes that he is qualified to hold this position. Is that what you hear from what I'm reading?
So I have not had the opportunity to look at this filing yet, but what I will be looking for, look, I'm not surprised that she would make the argument that she should not be disqualified, even if there were a personal relationship. It's not clear that it would merit her disqualification, so I'm not surprised she's taking that position, nor would it at all mean the dismissal of the indictment. Any personal relationship that she was having has nothing to do with the merit of the charges themselves. So again, not surprising she's taking a strong view of that. The one thing when I do read the submission that I am going to be looking for is I'd like to better understand when she says that the attacks on Special Prosecutor Wade's qualifications are factually inaccurate and unsupported. As I understand it, the allegations are that he has scant, if any, experience prosecuting major cases, major felony cases. That seems to be undisputed based on reporting beyond what has been alleged by one of the defendants in this case. So I again, it's not clear to me how he would be qualified to be the lead prosecutor on what is certainly the biggest case that has ever come out of that district attorney's office if he's never prosecuted a major felony case before. So that is what I'm going to be looking for as I review her submission.
All right, Tasha. All right, Tasha.
Okay. My thing is,
this is messy, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
She know her job, and we was rooting for her to do this job and do it right. She knew they was going to critique and tear everything to shreds if they could. And now you have allowed them because of your penis friend. Now, if it's not listed, the qualifications that you must meet in order for you to try a big trial, where's that at? Now, if this not listed, you know, like, in order for you to be the president, you need to be able to meet this, this, and this, right? You have to have done these things. If it doesn't say that for him to be, in order for him to try a big trial, how is he ever going to be able to try a big trial if he never tried a big trial? That should have anything to do with it. And if he got paid his salary, this is not no extra money she gave him. Right. This is now his salary.
Right.
And because this is your salary,
right,
going to the Pocono.
Right.
How am I that's not my check.
That's what I was just about to say. It's no misappropriation of funds if he got this job and now he wanna take me out to Vegas or something like that. How is that misappropriation of funds? He got a new job. We fucking and so he wanna take me somewhere and I'm going.
And I'm going. But what they had said was that he was married, right? Nobody said that in this conversation. And then they said he had applied for a divorce. Right. Say that again, babe.
That ain't got nothing to do with privacy in China.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they had all these different things. I said, so okay, what they got to do with her doing this trial? She is still going to press charges. So you know who brought it up, right? One of the cronies.
Uh-huh.
Lawyer pulled this garbage up, and now you want to shout, you know, cloud what we need to do with this shit that you dropped.
Because this right here has nothing to do with the charges. The charges are still
y'all ass still did it. What they said was if he filed it in his position and he wasn't qualified, but there's nothing to say, he a motherfucking attorney.
Right.
How about that? And if
he's an attorney in his office.
So they were trying to say that if it fell underneath his watch and he filed and he wasn't qualified to do it, then these charges are not gonna stick.
But then she filed it?
Huh?
Didn't she file the charges?
Yeah, but she over him.
Right. She filed the charges. He's the prosecutor.
The prosecutor, right. She did the work.
Right.
And he just had to do the other part.
He just gotta do the part in courtroom.
Yeah, that part. When I'm tight ass
scoop. And this is my thing.
Like, you could waste the money.
So they're bringing this up, but if he's not qualified, doesn't that work in their favor? Like, why are you doing this? If he's not qualified.
They were trying to get the charges to be dropped because they said he was not qualified to do it.
Exactly. But you raising his stink. If he's not qualified to do it, he's going to fuck up during the case, and that's gonna work.
Leave it alone.
Exactly.
So what they did was I think they were doing a smear campaign, as these folks say.
Okay, but this is idiotic. I understand.
I agree.
Money.
I understand what they're doing, but it's idiotic.
Trump
is an idiot.
Yes.
How about it? What's happening? Because if I'm going on trial, and the person that's supposed to be prosecuting me is not qualified to prosecute me, I'm going to shut my goddamn mouth. Because they don't know what they doing, and they going to fuck up.
Yep.
If my attorneys are the best attorneys that money can buy, they are going to eat his ass alive. You see what I'm saying?
So leave it be.
So now she's wasting time trying to deal with this shit by February the 15th. They got to sit here and talk about this mess that y'all done brought up instead of us dealing with this trial. That's right. What they doing.
Right.
They taking the focus from where it need to be at.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
This is how they play.
Right.
Let's get caught up in the system so we can prolong anything, because the longer they can prolong him being sentenced to something else or what have you.
He can run for president and be in the president's seat before he get charged with anything or convicted of anything.
Yep. This is why they did not put him out the presidency when he was the president. Because then he can run again. But he's horrible. I can't understand why America is not understanding.
America understands his cult.
So here's the deal. If you get someone in front of the people that can take the thoughts and the inquiries away from what's actually happening in Congress, why not?
Mm-hmm.
He takes the attention off of what they really want to do and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Get him up there in all of his antics and all his foolishness. America is talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
America is not talking about what
can take away all of our rights, and Congress can pass all of these things that take away all of our benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't believe we're working backwards.
Hey.
I can't believe we're working backwards.
All right, what we got next? Last but not least.
What would it be?
That bag on all
focus. Jesus, Joseph, and Merv.
That dude look like my forehead, though.
Goodbye.
Being up, because your head is little. We got the same forehead almost. Look at it.
No, ma'am.
That is not my head.
Let's go.
I never did anything they told me I should do.
Yeah.
Because I knew if it was something that God had for me, then I wanted to walk through it authentically. So I have never allowed this industry to change me. And there were times, y'all, I'm going to keep it real with you, that I didn't feel seen.
I'm just tired of working so hard, being gracious at what I do, getting paid a fraction of the cost. I'm tired of hearing my sister say the same thing over and over. You get tired. I hear people go, you work a lot. Well, have to.
When I say to our community, I know Oprah Winfrey when the curtains are closed. I know it when the cameras aren't running. That's why Oprah Winfrey does not want to sit down publicly with me nor my husband to have a conversation, because within minutes, the community would know who Oprah Winfrey really was.
I'm all for everybody being the greatest and rising to meet the rising of their own life. And so, I mean, all this stuff about there was something online about us being separated at the top of the Empire State Building. On that particular day, we were so cold. So I don't know what kind of body language people were talking about. I was like just trying to stay warm, and that was the fourth thing we had done. And so There's no validity to there being a thing between Taraji and I.
It looks like Oprah Winfrey might have to pack her things and go MIA for a while, because the latest news on the block is that she's treating fellow sisters bad, real bad. Apparently, major actresses working under her have raised their voices against alleged mistreatment. I think y'all know who I'm talking about. Fantasia and Taraji P. Henson have been making headlines, and it's not for their incredible performance in their new movie, The Color Purple. The actresses have been spilling beans regarding some real heinous acts committed when the cameras weren't rolling. So, let's delve into the expose against Oprah Winfrey, who, as we all know, has been ruling and puppeteering the industry for years. Oprah Winfrey has been known as an IT personality for quite some time now. However, her public image has started to deteriorate in the wake of recent incidents. It's quite common for successful celebrities to be associated with controversies. However, recent events have successfully vilified her in the eyes of the public. We all know that Fantasia has been quite passive when it comes to direct confrontation. But you know it is about to get wild when Fantasia Bruno decides to step up her game. And trust me, you might need to grab a box of tissues for this one.
I want to say to every black girl, every woman, who felt like they were looked over. See, I can relate to Suge in my real life because I'm a singer. So I was always pouring out the people, but nobody was pouring into me.
Now, Fantasia's woes were pretty similar to that of Taraji's recent revelations. It all began when everyone was talking about Oprah Winfrey's film, The Color Purple. However, during the promotional events, Taraji P. Henson decided to highlight the culture of underpaying the artists of color. During her appearance at the SAG-AFTRA Foundation promotional event, she revealed that she is tired of getting cents and pennies after giving her best throughout her entire career.
I am getting to a point where... I just want to be 10 toes down on an island somewhere.
We still watching this?
You can stop it.
Okay. Because that's the last.
You know, what's crazy, and I tell y'all this all the time. You know, if we in mainstream world, you work where you work, I work where I work, being in work, she worked in other folks' jobs, the women ain't getting paid the same as the men. When I found out that my work hub, what I told you he did, Bina, for his salary?
Negotiated it.
He negotiated his salary. Bitch, you ain't got no degree. I got 15. You ain't got no experience. I've been doing this for years. And you negotiated your salary? You know why? Because he knew to. I didn't. I accepted it because it was making more than I was making for the city. I said, oh, okay, good. I'm in the state so I can move around. But in my mind, that's how I was thinking. But we don't get paid the same as the men, even in the same positions. And if we're not getting it, I would not dare think these millionaire women are not getting, and they not getting it either. How Fantasia says she can't even buy no pizza? I could have DoorDashed her. That don't make no sense. But how do we know that we can or how we can do it? Because nobody's listening. Because when we do it, we start sounding like we upset. We just, you know, complaining. But it's factual.
Yeah. Well, part of that is, number one, we accept the things that people verbally tell us instead of looking and researching things for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a great bit of us that know information and just don't want to share.
Yep. Yep, I should have called you. You in HR.
So that is something that I don't know if it's cultural. I don't know if it's generational. I think it quite possibly is just a people thing. Some people move that way, some people don't. But I do believe that there is a point where when you know, now you need to figure out how so that you can
do.
And there are definitely techniques and ways to do that. And a lot of times, you know, negotiation and salary or negotiating your benefits package. Sometimes it's salary. Sometimes it's different things, like maybe more vacation time in your benefits package, or maybe you want a membership to some of your professional organizations paid for yearly. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to always be directly a salary. So sometimes you got to really think, you know, what is it that I need? And what is it that they can do for me that would make my life, job, or the circumstances easier for me to help them. So yeah, you can definitely negotiate. And don't be afraid to go big. What they gonna tell you, no?
Right.
And you always want to go higher than what you want because...
Right. So you can bring it, you can make me meet it. Right. Okay.
But yeah, let's go. I just find it... it's definitely disheartening to see and hear. Because we definitely know how much Taraji has worked, how much she has done in the industry over the years. And it's like...
And generally, gosh, left the man in the same position anyway because everything is patriarchal.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to know how to negotiate your salary or your benefits package as a woman because...
It's a different move, right? It's a mm-hmm. different move.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then what about the part Oprah played when it came to this movie?
Oh, well, Oprah... Oprah had to fight to get where she is. So she feels like everybody else need to fight.
Oh.
She ain't trying to give nobody else slack. Cause she ain't getting no slack. That's how I see Oprah. Oprah is 70. So you know how old people are.
Yeah.
They rough.
I thought about that too, because Oprah didn't have it easy.
No.
She did not.
Even, and I feel like she was one of those people. You know, it's people out there that they didn't have it easy, so they ain't gonna make it easy for nobody else.
Yeah,
they had to share the same.
They had
to share. They had to rent their own car.
Listen, people are who they are, right?
Oh, and Jesus.
When it wasn't, I just seen something where Whoopi said she wasn't talking in no group chats or nothing. If she got something to say to somebody, she's gonna go talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, listen, it's just something that don't work for everybody, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And people of that era, I think that's probably one of the most direct generations because they had to be. And so Whoopi is like, okay.
You know, Whoopi said the same thing to Monique too. She said, yeah. Girl, don't be worrying about them other people. You need to worry about yourself. That's what Whoopi told Whoopi. Yeah, that's Whoopi. Whoopi told Monique. Monique didn't like that.
But that ain't, cause you ain't supposed to be like that.
That's what I said. That's how we are, cause we sister women. Mm-hmm. Women that are sister women, we always want to help another one out. We're not very... All women ain't sister women, though.
No.
Now, all of us are not. But we...
Oprah
just happen to be.
Not. She,
Oprah's not.
She try to act like she is or whatever, but...
She is not.
My girl, she ain't helping you. She gives Gail a worm.
Right.
Like Gail, her best friend.
Said Gail up to be a woman.
Yeah, she but, said Gail up to be a woman. If you her best friend or her boo thing, she gonna set you up to be a winner. But
like Fanny,
how about Stedman?
Like Fanny,
Stedman don't do what Stedman do.
What is his profession?
Stedman is a business.
Isn't an attorney? Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Stedman is a businessman.
Stedman is
kept.
He got a little something.
What he got? You looking it up?
He's an educator and an author. A businessman and a public speaker.
Girl, shut up. I ain't never heard him say a word. I've never heard Stedman speak.
How about his voice?
Stedman is an author, a business person, an educator, an orator, and a spokesperson.
What? Book did he write? What is he?
Maybe he, what's that? What's that pill they be trying to get a man for
what's it called? Enhanced Extents. Maybe he's doing that. I've never seen him in a commercial. I've never seen him do public speaking. I've never seen, all I see him walking in the background.
That's and it. He is okay with that.
No, he might as well be because he never married her and she kept losing weight so she could fit in her wedding dress and they never ever got married.
They never had any intentions of getting married. It doesn't
No, he never had intentions on marrying her. He played her for a very long time. Then eventually she said, I don't never want to get married. Not to you.
Listen.
Mm-mm.
It would never benefit her to get married.
Not. I'm talking about back then. Not who she is now.
She knew that then too.
No. She was married him a long time ago. When she
yeah.
was
younger.
She wanted to marry
yeah. him. Yes. Know. Yes.
And then when she got older, she was like, fuck you, nigga.
Right.
I'm
the man and the woman in this relationship. You do what I say. Matter of fact, you stay over there with the dogs.
When her network that bigger than his.
Right.
He didn't have no network. Girl, he ain't got no job.
He Tommy.
Girl, I was about to say that.
Y'all feel it.
Got no job. And did y'all see that they were talking about Rihanna and her baby daddy, right? And they were saying he don't make as much money as her. She's a billionaire. You know, women, let's look at this picture. So now your mate, just because he loves you, that should be enough. He don't need to match your money.
Okay.
What y'all think?
That's between them.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's situational. But I'm not, I can't.
Oh wow, though. Weren't they together?
Man, I ain't hear you. What you say?
Weren't they together before she was a billionaire?
She was already a billionaire when they got together.
They been
friends. She was in the billionaire range when she started doing Fenty. Fenty?
But they've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, they've been friends, yeah. But them babies got some big heads. She got a big head, he got big. Big ass head, babies.
Dr. TJ.
Ma'am.
That's so nice.
It's factual. I didn't say it was nice. It's factual.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. So.
Billionaire babies on this show.
We get. They gonna be looking for us. Hell.
No, we not them lying.
Them babies, that's big heads mean billionaires. Okay. Born as billionaires. Big heads. Born as billionaires.
I don't take you to say it.
Just a... So, I just want to say that it is February 4th.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Black History Month.
And happy Black History Month, ladies.
Rest in peace to Carl Weathers.
Yes.
Mm.
He was my boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to name one of my kids after him.
Anyway.
It was girls.
Go ahead, Tasha. You could have named him. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh my goodness.
This is my birthday, Mom.
It is. It is Dr. CJ's birthday month.
How old are you going to be, Dr. CJ?
None of anyone's business.
Can I tell?
No.
I'm going to tell.
Why? You look like you 24?
Mm-mm. I don't feel it. Maybe next week.
She's 10 years older than me, y'all. Okay.
Not.
Anyway, thank you guys for joining us today. You can catch us on all social media platforms, Anomalous Black Women. You can catch us on YouTube, Anomalous Black Women. You can catch us on all. Sasha, stop. You can catch us on all podcast channels, especially Spotify. Anomalous Black Women Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Bia Isha Inc.
All things for
in the Car Chronicles.
Okay.
All right, guys. See you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
It sounded like you burped. What was that?
I said, yep. Oh, what?
It sounded like you burped.
Yeah,
burped.
I heard it.
Goodbye.
Yep. Oh, that's nasty. I said, yep.